From the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase is warning of a possible recession. During testimony before a Senate committee, Jamie Dimon said on Thursday, a recession is possible due to multiple factors, including inflation and rising interest rates. He ignores, of course, the fact that we're already in a recession. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth on the books. Two. General Motors plans to announce investments in their Toledo, Ohio transmission plant today. The automaker expected to say the facility will be outfitted to support electric vehicle production in the future. It's the first time GM will allocate money for an existing powertrain to also support EV production. And three, the Speaker of the House isn't commenting on whether President Biden should seek re-election in 2024. Nancy Pelosi told reporters Biden did the nation a great service by defeating President Trump in 2020. She said she won't wade into the politics of whether Biden should run for a second term. That's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I am Scott Bertram. I'm here on Hillsdale's campus, where I serve as a lecturer in journalism and also the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here on campus. I host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend, also available in podcast form. Host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and also Political Beats for National Review and for us over at patreon.com/politicalbeats. Bonuses and things for supporting us there. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about our guest's favorite band or artist, and then take a deep dive into that musical catalog of our band, of our artist. It's fun time. We've done 115 episodes, something along those lines. 5+ years now of doing Political Beats. And frequent guest host here on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up this hour on the program, Kaylee McGee White, a Washington Examiner writer and deputy editor of Restoring America there. She'll talk to us about the Prop 3 on the ballot here in Michigan coming up. Congressman Tim Walberg in this hour, and also Jonathan Butcher from the Heritage Foundation, a new education freedom report card. We'll talk with him about that. So a very full hour here on the program. Democrats and the media, and I repeat myself, are convinced that post-Roe America, the decision to overturn Roe Casey from the U.S. Supreme Court, is the silver bullet that is going to save Democrats at the polls in November. It'll allow them to keep the Senate and maybe keep the House, and this is going to counteract a terrible economy and awful inflation, this issue of abortion. And I am not convinced of that one bit. I am not convinced. There are there specific races or maybe states where it's going to be a big issue? Possibly. I don't think it's the kind of nationwide issue that spurs people who already weren't going to vote to get out and vote, or that changes votes. I don't think it is. Report from Axios yesterday. Search interest in abortion falls as the border rises. Americans Google searches, and you might say, why are we looking at Google searches? This can be somewhat important, or we can find important things. Going back to, I recall looking at these searches around the debates in 2016, in fact, might be the first time I recall looking at things like this. Which candidates Americans were searching for after debates? Who made the biggest impact? Who are they trying to find more information about? And here, search interest in abortion falls as interest in the border rises. Americans' Google searches and story interactions around crime and immigration are eclipsing abortion and the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago, according to the Axios midterms dashboard powered by Google Trends. Elections are 7 weeks away, and the issues of crime and immigration, which clearly benefit Republicans, are more important in voters' eyes than prosecuting Trump or abortion. Axios report says Democrats have been laser-focused on abortion as a winning issue, but new data shows a waning interest nationally after the initial surge after the ruling on Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision. It remains high in some states and districts. Meanwhile, searches related to immigration and the border vaulted into the top 10 last week as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis grabbed national attention. Crime has continued to hover around the top 10 as an issue many voters have been paying close attention to. Search interest in inflation and the economy has been rising once again. Stories about the busing and flying of migrants to other parts of the country captured significant social media attention over the past week. Jobs, taxes, wages have without fail remained at or near the top of the search hierarchy over the past several months. It tracks with polls that show voters care most about economics issues. Firearms dropped out of the top five. Ukraine back in the top five. So abortion, Mar-a-Lago, firearms, search interest waning. Crime, immigration, search interest gaining in these weeks before the election. And economy, the economy and inflation, those searches have never gone away. Again, I know the media thinks that abortion is the silver bullet that will save Democrats at the ballot box in November. I'm not buying it. The economy, inflation, energy prices. You'll notice that when President Biden's approval rating ticked up slightly here the past few weeks, it coincides with gas prices falling. These are huge issues for voters, huge issues for Americans. And I think will be far more the determinative factor. Determinative? Is that a word? Determining factor in November, far more so than the abortion issue. Speaking of, this happened a week ago, but reports just out yesterday. More attacks at pregnancy care centers, pregnancy support centers. This one again in Michigan. The pregnancy support center in Southfield hit for the second time in 3 months. Story from the Oakland Press. Jane's Revenge, it's indicated it could be their work again, purported to be linked to firebombings and property damage at pro-life centers across the United States. The Southfield incident reported shortly before midnight, September 16th. According to police, multiple windows were broken out. The words, "If abortion isn't safe, neither are you, Jane," spray-painted on the property. In incidents linked to Jane's Revenge, the same phrase or similar graffiti has been part of the vandalism. A similar incident happened months ago at the exact same pregnancy care clinic, pregnancy care center. Repairs this time, as last time, will be in the thousands of dollars. No arrests have been made. The FBI has been notified because of the possible link to Jane's Revenge. Rhetoric does have consequences. When Elizabeth Warren talks about how evil these pregnancy care clinics are, there are consequences. There are attacks, like this one in Southfield, for the second time in 3 months. Graffiti, vandalism, windows broken. We'll talk with Kaylee McGee White next. She's got an op-ed at the Washington Examiner. Actually, was at the Detroit News, in the Detroit News this week, about Prop 3 on the ballot in November. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.